All right, dudes, I got to tell you, I got home yesterday, finally, from the Super Bowl. Last night, I look in the fridge, some Sherry's berries. Delicious. I crushed one of the giant chocolate-covered strawberries that had peanuts on it, and one of the giant chocolate-covered strawberries that had chocolate chips on it. And it was delicious. I just needed a little something sweet, a little chocolate, and the health benefits of fresh fruit. That's what you get from Sherry's Berries, and that's why you should give it to your wife for Valentine's Day. Because you know what? You'll end up getting a chance to eat some of them. She's not going to eat all of them. She might even let you eat several of them. It's like you're giving yourself a gift, but getting full credit for giving her a gift. All by going to Sherry's Berries and saving 20% on gifts over $29 with my promo code Ross Tucker. Here's what's important, though. The website itself is berries.com, berries.com, and you have to enter my code Ross Tucker at checkout. Again, berries.com. Code Ross Tucker, my full name, first and last name at checkout, to get this 20% off deal for the Valentine's Day gift that she is going to love. And anybody else you send it to, too.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Wisdom Wednesday. It was probably a little weird for you guys yesterday not to have a Ross Tucker Football Podcast to listen to on a Tuesday. The good news is we will have the college draft every Tuesday for you guys. And then likely we'll do the RTFP Wednesdays and Thursdays, so you'll still have it then. And then Fridays you can listen to Fantasy Feast or Even Money or whatever you want. And then Saturday listen to another one. Or whatever day you want. I mean, it's obviously up to you. We are presented, of course, by SeatGeek. All you need to know is get the app on your phone, enter promo code Tucker to get $20 off, or just go to SeatGeek.com. Either way, go to the settings tab, put Tucker in there so that if and when you do make a ticket purchase, you get the $20 off. So I forgot about the spread the word winner. Got a lot going on, trying to catch up on things. So all that really means is that I will announce the Spread the Word winner and the sponsor confirmation email winner tomorrow. I do, though, have the NFLShop.com gift card winner. $50 gift card to NFLShop.com just for giving Tuckheads.com a chance. And it goes to Ryan McKibben. It looked like we had four guys that signed up. I don't know why more of you didn't. You had a 25% chance or better to get a $50 gift card. Ryan has two boys, so I know he will put the NFLShop.com gift card to good use. So, Ryan, I guess you can message me on Tuckheads or just email me ross@rostucker.com with your mailing address, and I'll get that out to you. Congratulations, you have end, my friend. I hope you're enjoying Tuckheads.com so far. Big show time.
The big show.
All right, Andrew. Well, there's a lot to talk to you about. A couple interesting situations I can't wait to get your insight into. But I do want to give you the ability to kind of have a blank canvas as to the Super Bowl and everything that we saw. I know, in particular, you had been picking the Eagles to win week after week after week. What did you see?
Yeah, good day, Ross. I'm going to take a little victory lap because I have been picking them. I've been picking them, obviously, before the Wentz injury, but even after the Wentz injury, because I get to the old cliche. It's a team sport. I sort of saw through the year that this really is the best team. I knew Tom Brady was going to outplay Nick Foles, although I didn't think it'd be that close between the two of them. Both of them were just balling out. But I just thought that they had the better team. And if the Philadelphia Eagles could ravage the Minnesota Vikings defense, I thought they'd have their way with the New England defense, which is not as good as the Vikings in any stretch. And it kind of played out that way. Everyone who thought about, well, going up against the great Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, was really not giving Doug Peterson enough credit. I've said it for so long, the guy is so creative. The guy is eternally happy and optimistic and resilient and not giving in to any excuses and not being too small for the moment. I mean, he's proven it over and over again this year. His fourth down calls shows aggression. And I guess the last initial point I'll make, Ross, is when people would say, well, you know, the Patriots, they came back against Atlanta. They came back against Jacksonville 3 weeks ago. But those teams weren't coached by Peterson. I mean, Peterson is aggressive. He stays aggressive. He does not give up in terms of fourth downs and things like that, where other teams may cower in those situations. But, I mean, he's coaching like people want to live their lives, right? Like, make every moment count. And kudos to Doug and Howie and all that we've talked about along the season with this team. They are the best team, and they proved it.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting to me about his aggressiveness is a lot of that is analytics-driven. He really trusts the Eagles analytic department. Now, I know you consulted for them. Was that going on when you were there, Andrew? Is it more of a recent development? And how much of a trend do you think this will be, especially when it comes to game situations and whether or not to go for on fourth down?
Absolutely, Ross. Was going on when I was there in 09 and 010, so that's a while ago. And I've said this before, I think every NFL team has analytics, and it's not as well known as it is in baseball and basketball and even hockey. The key, as you know, is do the coaches and the scouts buy in? Because you can always have the statisticians sitting back in that back room of the office, and they can be lonely. But are they going to be used? And I think Doug Peterson buys in more than previous coaching staffs, probably more than the Kelly coaching staff, and more than the Reed coaching staff. So, yeah, they are big into that. I think they've added to that department. Alec Hallaby, who was there when I was there, is still very active, and he comes from Penn, and he's a very – very smart young man, and they put together all these things. And you and I don't, everyone listening doesn't need to go to analytics school to realize the percentages favor fourth and short versus punting or kicking field goals. So it's a surprising more coaches don't do that. Everybody's got the analytics department. The question is, do they buy in?
Yeah, and I guess the last question on the Eagles, because I saw a post about this recently somewhere and wanted to get your opinion, since this is what you did for a living with the Green Bay Packers. You're an expert on this. I think I saw it where the Eagles are already over the cap for 2018, and they don't have to be until the league year starts under the cap, but they're already over the cap. They have the least amount of cap space in the NFL, which I found interesting, Andrew, considering the fact that they're not paying, you know, a franchise quarterback right now, having Wentz on the rookie deal.
Yeah, I mean, they have a high-priced roster. They have, I wrote about this for The Athletic, they have 10 players scheduled over $10 million. And compared to the Patriots, they only have two players, Gilmore and Brady, making over $10 million for 2018. So they have spent liberally. We've seen big extensions this year for Jeffrey, for Ertz, for Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox, the huge deal last year. That's the downside. The good side for the Eagles, of course, is 20 of 22 starters are under contract. The only ones who are not are someone like a Patrick Robinson, who never really had a market last year, Nigel Bradham, whose biggest fan in the NFL is defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. They have some targets, if they wanted, to make cap room for either release or reduction or restructure. and that would be Vinnie Curry, high-priced defensive lineman, but more of a rotation guy. And then they have to figure out what to do with Jason Peters, maybe a future Hall of Famer, but coming off injury late in his career. So you mentioned my background. That's Howie's background. If anyone can figure out cap maneuvering, it's going to be Howie Roseman. So I think they're good there. But, yeah, they're tight because of a lot of contract activity the past couple of years.
Speaking of contracts, you know, one of the more interesting pieces of information to come out on Sunday was that the Washington Redskins are considering reportedly tagging Kirk Cousins and then attempting to trade him. And in my recollection, the only time that ever actually happened, Andrew, was with Matt Cassel. And obviously there was familiarity there with Bill Belichick and Scott Pioli. Do you think there's any chance that this actually happens? Why or why not?
A lot of non-starter issues here. Number one, the Redskins would have to carry $34 million on their cap, add that to whatever Alex Smith is going to carry, probably $20 million. So that's $54 million for a quarterback, unless and until they can move Cousins. Cousins can then decide not to sign it and keep the number on the cap while he just waits. And then the Redskins would eventually have to rescind the franchise tag. Cousins could decide to sign it, guaranteeing him $34 million, and that might scare teams off from trading, and the Redskins would have that guaranteed number on their cap charge and cash. The other issue, Ross, that I think I'm the only one talking about is the CBA. The bargaining history of the franchise tag is to allow teams to place the tag with the intention of signing the player. In other words, it becomes a placeholder for a day, a week, supposedly months till July 15th, while they try to get a long-term deal done. The intent is never seen as hold them to trade them. You bring up the Cassel example. I heard about this then. There was no grievance from Cassel, but that seemed to be everybody's in on it. With Cousins, I don't think everybody would be in on it. So I would think the union and Kirk Cousins would get involved here to the letter or spirit of this franchise tag. Again, the letter, it's not very clear. It's just basically teams can do this. But the spirit is something that I think could result in a grievance if this happened.
Yeah, I think it's going to be extremely interesting. What about the Ravens on Friday afternoon announced a succession plan for Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta after the 2018 season? You don't often see that in the NFL either.
No, I mean, it's almost like a victory lap we see for players and even coaches, and this one's going to be for GM, Ozzie Newsome, getting up in years, sort of had a long career and decides he's going to move on, but gives it one more year with the succession plan to Eric DaCosta, who has been rumored and chased by other teams for that position. It's interesting because now Ozzie can know everything is set up as he works his last year with the Ravens. I think it's a nice situation. Like you said, you don't see it that often, and that's important that teams have these succession plans. I think sometimes what happens, Ross, is we're all humans. We all have egos. We all have human nature. We don't want to be sitting there with our replacement next to us and feel like we're being pushed out. But this seems everybody's in on it, and everybody's on the same page with the Ravens. So hopefully that team has more success this year to honor Ozzie Newsome.
That's interesting. So it's almost like the only way to really do it is if you have an egoless guy that's out and he doesn't mind, you know, that everybody knows it's his last year and they're moving on to the other guy.
Yeah, and I think that takes that. It takes that kind of situation. Someone secure, great run of success, getting up in years. And, you know, back to my old team and people I know, the Packers, I think that's kind of been an unspoken thing with Ted Thompson, where at some point they knew he'd transition to more of a scouting role, which he had before being GM. The question was who was going to succeed him. So they kind of had an idea for succession without knowing who the next guy was.
So, Andrew, the Raiders cut David Amerson, their corner, the day after the Super Bowl. It's funny. I feel like every year one team cuts at least one dude the day after the Super Bowl to just be like, all right, you know, business season's here. I mean, just explain to me the timing of that one.
You know, it's interesting because back in my day, sounds like old, but it's only like 8 years ago, we couldn't do that. The cutting time was, as you know, in March. And even though we would even tell the player it's going to happen, you couldn't transact it until like a month after the Super Bowl. And that changed somewhere, I think, in the new CBA, where you could now just do it the day after the Super Bowl. So waivers begin on Monday, the February 5th, and our first veteran hits the wire, as you said, Amerson, with guaranteed money due, of course, coming up, and that turns to dust. You and I are going to talk a lot about this over the next few weeks. The business of football takes over in the negative way before the positive way on March 15th with free agency. Guys cut with remaining contract value that will just turn to dust, dissolve. It's not baseball. It's not basketball. And this is really the unfortunate part for players in the NFL. We can talk about all the other things, danger and the CBA, but it really comes down to this next month is really where it hits you. And as a former player, you know this, where you're going to see hundreds of millions of dollars flushed away just with the waiver wire. Hundreds of millions of dollars. Think about that.
Andrew, last one. Rob Gronkowski seems to be contemplating his future. Do you look at that and think he just wants more money? Do you look at that and think, well, this is kind of what I had to deal with Brett Favre all those years? What's your reaction to Gronk sort of contemplating his future after the game?
Well, the one thing I think about him and all the meathead stuff, I do think he's refreshingly honest. And it was a key moment in that talk that he had after the Super Bowl before I think the cameras picked it up, where he said, how'd you find out about that, to the reporter who asked. So I think he's refreshingly honest that he's thinking about it. I don't think it's a power play. I don't think it's a money play. I just think he's thinking about it. But I do think those thoughts will turn back to playing, whether it's next week, next month. I do think he'll play. But I do think he's analyzing it. Again, injured a lot, concussion history, 29. You know, if he does retire, it's something that we're seeing. I don't think you'd call something like him an early retirement because he's played a number of years and gone and had what people would call a nice run. Early retirements are the Chris Borlands, the 1 or 2 years. That opt out seeing what the future lies ahead. So I don't think it's a power play by Gronkowski. I think he's refreshingly honest, but I think he's at a moment in time where he's very emotional. I do think he'll come back.
Andrew, always appreciate the time and looking forward to shifting full-fledged into off-season mode now. Your time to shine. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ross. And before we moved off season, I did do a pod with Mike Sielski, the Philadelphia Inquirer. Be a nice one talking about the Eagles. We do a deep dive into their success this year.
Nice. Business of sports. I will definitely check that out. I saw you posted that. Awesome. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Ross.
Always enjoy talking with Andrew. I think I take it so for granted now that I get a chance to talk to Andrew all the time that I didn't even introduce him. I think you guys know this. He's the host of the Business of Sports podcast, which you can find over at rostucker.com or anywhere to get more insight from Andrew and great guests always. He also writes for The Athletic and NMQB, and he's heads up the sports law program over at Villanova. So he's got a lot of stuff going on as well. You've heard me, by the way, talking about the amazing shave I get from Dollar Shave Club Razor, especially when I use the Dr. Carver's Shave Butter. Somebody emailed me and said, or tweeted me and said, that shave butter, you're right, Ross, best shave ever. I think somebody's wife said it was the best shave they've ever had. They got all kinds of stuff now that you can get with your razors. I mean, body cleanser, hair gel, my big favorite, butt wipes. We all need butt wipes. A little moisture goes a long way there, a little wetness, whatever. Wet wipe, butt wipe, whatever. Dollar Shave Club has you covered head to toe. Now, a great time to give Dollar Shave Club a try if you haven't yet. You can get your first month of their best razor along with travel size versions of shave butter, body cleanser, and yes, even butt wipes for just $5. After that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. It's the Dollar Shave Club starter set. Get yours for just $5 exclusively at DollarShaveClub.com/Tucker. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Tucker.
Tuck Takes.
Hey, Ross, well, the biggest news in the NFL by far today, it's Josh McDaniels. He spurned the Colts head coaching job in order to stay in New England.
Gigantic, obviously. A lot of thoughts on this, Bri. I guess as I get older and hopefully a little bit wiser, I try to understand that I don't always have all of the information and that there's a very real possibility that you never know what's going on in some people's lives, right? There might be something going on that you're not privy to. But I also have a radio show and a podcast and stuff where you guys want my opinion on things. And so I have to give them based on the information that I have. Number one, I feel like this sort of confirms that the NFL rule in this regard is bogus. And the fact that they can't actually sign these guys to contracts, although I guess theoretically he could still have backed out somehow anyway, but the fact that they can't sign these guys to contracts or announce that they're getting the job until after the Super Bowl is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And frankly, that rule is the root of the issue that happened here. But more of the blame goes to Josh McDaniels. You know, whatever it is, whatever that Belichick and Kraft enticed him with, and I have my ideas as to that, or whatever family considerations he has, number one, Belichick and Kraft could have done that previously. And there's some speculation because of the Colts and Deflategate that maybe they intentionally waited until now to give him this enticement to try to stay, that maybe this was their plan to try to get him to stay. And by the way, you know, there's reports out there that they haven't assured him in writing that he'll be the next head coach. There's just no logical explanation as to what else they would have been able to entice him with. He's already the offensive coordinator. Some more money? Okay. Maybe a lot more money? Okay. But still, it would have had to be, you'll be the next head coach here. You can stay here for years and years. Your family doesn't have to move. This is a better organization, even though Brady's going to be 41. Because there's just no way he would stay with a 41-year-old quarterback and a 66-year-old head coach without an assurance that he'd have a great chance that he would be the next head coach. Because this is not very smart from a business standpoint at all. It's Josh McDaniels, you know, backing out of this. It's unprofessional. It really is. I mean, he was talking with them Monday night about it for 90 minutes and getting the staff together with Chris Ballard and the Colts. So to do this, it's affected a lot of families because there are guys that have already signed contracts with the Colts and are in Indianapolis. And maybe you can blame the Colts for that, for signing those guys before McDaniels actually signed. But then there are other guys. I saw David Dielsa on the radio today that he talked to somebody at 10:30 last night that had other options, turned them down to take a job on McDaniels' staff, and now he's out of luck and trying to find a job. So I understand people that say, hey, you got to do what's right for you in life, what's best for you. But, you know, I guess that depends on how you feel about your word and how you feel about greatly affecting the lives of others. Because he could have, everything that's going on here with his family or the Patriots, he could have figured that out weeks ago. It's very disappointing. Very disappointing, I would say. And surprising, knowing McDaniels a little bit and his family and kind of where he comes from.
Tux Takes.
A few more thoughts after the Super Bowl, including a video of Nick Foles that actually called the Philly special trick play. And Ian Rappaport reporting that Malcolm Butler missed curfew. He was sick and he struggled in practice leading up to the big game.
Right, and Butler has refuted that, that he missed curfew. So I guess we'll never know. I just can't imagine that Belichick wouldn't play him at all, okay? I mean, it's one thing to have Eric Rowe start, but to not play Malcolm Butler at all, instead to play Jordan Richards and Johnson Batamosi, it's more than just that he was sick or struggled in practice. I mean, it's got to be more than that. That's crazy of Belichick. Crazy. And frankly, might have cost him the game. As for the Foles thing, I encourage people, if you haven't seen that video yet, it's from the Inside the NFL show. Foles, he went over and said, Philly, Philly. But it was actually that the play was actually called Philly Special. Maybe the guys were just calling it Philly, Philly because of Dilly Dilly. It's hilarious. I mean, Foles is a lot different than I thought. He, Peterson was figuring out what he wanted to call. He wanted to go for it. He was figuring out what he wanted to call. And Foles said, hey, let's go Philly, Philly. And Peterson's like, yeah, let's do it. Good call. I love that Peterson's like that. Love it.
Tux Takes.
In coaching and front office news, the Lions officially announced Matt Patricia as their head coach, and the Bears hired Brad Childress as an offensive consultant, and Panthers interim GM Marty Herney was placed on leave due to harassment charges.
So I hope Patricia actually signed, unlike McDaniels. As for Childress, that's a little bizarre because he had just retired from working with Andy Reid in Kansas City. Now, I've seen he's been hired as an assistant. Other places have said it's just a consultant. We'll see what his hours are for a guy that just retired. And Marty Herney, man, it's been a rough, rough couple months for that organization in Carolina. I mean, rough. And now they don't even have a GM. I mean, the interim GM is now on paid leave. The interim GM? So you're going to have an interim GM for the interim GM? That's crazy.
Tux Takes.
And Ross, you touched on it Monday, but any other thoughts on the 2018 Hall of Fame class or the NFL Honors Awards?
You know, it's interesting. As for the Hall of Fame class, I said I didn't have a problem. I was a little surprised that both receivers got in, but I'm a little surprised that they both got in, but I thought they were deserving. So I don't think it's that big a deal. The stunner for me was Urlacher as a first ballot guy over some of the offensive linemen, especially like Baselli, Alan Faneca, Joe Jacoby. That I didn't think that Urlacher deserved that over those guys. And it's interesting because I actually saw Alan Faneca, you know, at the airport Monday. He's 240, by the way. It looks awesome. And, you know, I just said I think the biggest stunner is that no offensive lineman went, because now it's like you obviously want to get selected, but even if not, you want some offensive lineman to go so that there's less competition for you in future years. So, he didn't really say much, but I just said, I can't believe no offensive lineman went. I mean, that's the stunner there. As for the honors, I literally think that they just went with mine and M-dubs from before the Super Bowl. Brady, McVay, Keenan Allen, Gurley, Aaron Donald, Alvin Kamara, Marshawn Lattimore. I mean, you go right down the line, they just went with the awards that I think Matt Williams and I pretty much agreed on. So I don't know what that says, but I guess that's a good thing for Matt and I that we were on top of it, or that we feel that way, or does that mean it's too much collective groupthink, as they say? I'll give you something that's not groupthink, by the way. Getting your significant other or anybody flowers for Valentine's Day. First of all, it's a no-brainer for your significant other. Second of all, though, like, I'll tell you, one of my daughter's birthdays is on Friday. I'm getting her flowers that, she has something come to the house and she gets excited about it. It's a no-brainer. You get it for your mom, for your mother-in-law. There's nothing quite like getting flowers, not only for your significant other, which could lead to, well, anyway, there's good benefits to that, but also to other people in your life. You guys know this. Brian can verify it with our RT Media credit card that I order roses like these 18 enchant. I mean, they're enchanted. I mean, this is a steal. Bri, for $29.99 to get enchanted roses, I mean, enchanted, like the fairy tales. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, enter code football. I do all of those things, usually from my phone, like while I'm working out. That's how easy it is. And I usually do it for about 3 or 4 people every holiday because why not? You only go around once. Valentine's Day is almost here. So order today at 1-800-Flowers.com, code football.
Ever wanted to ask an NFL player a question? Well, here's your chance. It's time to ask Ross.
Email address, of course, my dear, is ross@rostucker.com. That's also where you send any of the sponsor confirmations, or if you win, ross@rostucker.com. It's one of the best deals going. You take advantage of like the flowers deal or the Sherry's Berries deal or Dollar Shave Club, things you need anyway. You forward it to me and boom, I read and respond on the air to your question, whatever it is, I promise. And you also have a chance to get a little something, which I will announce tomorrow. What do you got, Bright?
All right, today's question. Hey, Ross, I've been listening since the Four Letter Network days. I congratulate you on both a great podcast and undaunted entrepreneurial spirit. I'm sure my wife is going to love the flowers that we're going to get her from 1-800-Flowers.com, especially as we're not going to be together this Valentine's Day. Due to the way school vacations shook out here in New Orleans, kids get off for the entire Mardi Gras week and a spring break. So thanks for helping me keep my marriage on track. Here's my question. What if the Browns traded the number 4 pick in the 2018 draft for the Giants' number 2 and took both big-time quarterbacks in this year's draft? That way they can put Darnold and Rosen in direct competition to see who beats who out. It might get whoever wins out on a fast track to quality starts, having been in competition since the beginning of training camp. I heard Dave Gettleman say that Eli Manning is his quarterback, so why would the Giants not trade the number 2 for the number 4 and a second rounder or even 2 second rounders? Thanks in advance, and again, thanks for the flowers deal. That's from Josh in New Orleans. Who dat?
It's a really interesting theory, Josh. Really interesting theory. I think a couple things. Number one, and let's just assume it's Darnold, Rosen, and not Mayfield and Allen. And by the way, you should definitely check out Greg Cosell today on the College Draft podcast, because we got his thoughts on all of the quarterbacks. Although we'll be doing that in our series with Greg here on the Ross Tucker Football podcast as well. It's an interesting theory. A couple of things. Number one, you should have a pretty good idea based on evaluating them who's better. You should have a pretty good idea of which one you like more. Number two, to split the reps, you're really not giving any one of them the reps that they would need to get ready. And then number three, when you went to trade them, you'd be trading someone that hasn't played and is guaranteed a lot of money, and you would not be able to recoup near the value of the number two overall pick, I don't believe, for them. But I love that idea, Josh. That to me is outside the box thinking that I think is fantastic. I think throwing assets at the quarterback position is a very, very smart and wise move that more teams should take, because they're always worried about hurting a guy's feelings or whatever. How about just making sure that you have the right guy as soon as you can, right? I mean, that's the key in my mind, is to be able to get the right guy. I like it. I like the idea almost as much as I like Casper mattresses. You can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/Tucker and using Tucker at checkout. Terms and conditions reply. Here is what's so cool about it. You get 100 nights risk-free sleep on it trial. Are you kidding me? So not only are you getting an awesome, awesome bed that everybody loves. My daughter loves theirs. My in-laws love theirs. Brian loves his. You get the convenience of not having to go to the store. You get the selection of being able to pick whatever one you want. You have the ability to get the newest cutting-edge technology. You also get 100 nights risk-free sleep on it trial. It's incredible. It's an incredible opportunity to sleep on a mattress for 99 days. Nah, I don't like it. The thing is they know it's legit. They know how good it is, so they know that you will, in fact, like it. Again, get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/Tucker and using Tucker at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Speaking of apply, I think we applied ourselves, Bri, on this show, because I think that'll do it for a Wisdom Wednesday edition of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Love those emails that get sent in, like Josh down in the Bayou in New Orleans. Please keep sending them in. We get to a lot of them here in the off season. We'll get to some more and more guests as we move along as well. Appreciate those of you that follow us on Twitter and give us the retweets at Ross Tucker NFL, at RTF Podcast, or Facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. The like over there. Pretty cool, because when you do that, you're automatically entered to be the winner that we will announce tomorrow. iTunes rankings comments, always appreciated as well. Plus, we got the Amazon banner ad back up and running for you Amazon dudes, which is like the easiest sponsor confirmation email to send and get your email read and automatically enter in the contest of all time. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, and the College Draft Podcasts, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.